is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the middle.
Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Good evening. This is the BBC, and welcome to Underground Horror Radio with your hosts, Justin, Nicole, Sandy, and Liam.
And as Sandy said, this is Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
It's true.
We have
A full house
oh, yeah. of people here this week, and as we'd been telling you previously, we have the British invasion happening. Our dear friends Sandy and Liam have finally arrived
from Bristol.
And welcome.
There's no booze this time. We're drinking tea.
Yeah,
we're being very English and drinking cups of tea this afternoon.
Yes. We're having cups of tea.
Last time we were drinking a not for air the other night.
We never got enough booze from the liquor store. Was the problem?
Yeah.
You stop going out the bloody liquor store.
They've drunk it all. That's the problem. Like I said, they've made it, and we're here, and we're having a lovely, smashing time.
We are.
So we're going to just have a bit of conversation this week. We haven't seen any new horror films to discuss.
Did we?
Oh, Zombievers! We do need to talk about Zombievers, yes. So we will do that.
It was awesome.
Justin and I will go through that a bit.
I will say this about Zombievers. It is definitely a good double feature to go with Wolf Cop.
Yes! It's very retro, campy,
80s
kind of horror. Yes. Actually, it was quite funny. I thought it was a lot better than I expected it to be. So that's always good.
Yeah, it was good.
So
it did live up to the hype.
Yes, it did.
Unlike It Follows.
Unlike It Follows, which sucked arse. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about Shaun of the Dead and other things.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the British side of horror with our dear friends. So I know you don't watch too much horror film anymore, you two, but what's some of your favorite horror films?
I like old-fashioned ghosty kind of stories, really, rather than gore and guts and blood.
Yes.
So, for example,
Hammer films?
Well, I used to like that sort of stuff when I was younger, yeah. But, I mean, for example, the most recent film I can think of that I loved was The Woman in Black.
That's a good one.
You know, because it was a proper old-fashioned, scary ghost story which made you jump out your skin. Well, I jumped on my skin.
Yes.
Liam slept through it while I jumped and then woke him up momentarily by jumping.
Yes.
Liam fell asleep?
Yeah. We watched it.
Just not scary enough for me.
No, obviously he wants something a bit scarier. But
Justin felt that way about the second one.
Oh, right.
The second one was there. The first one was good with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But I thought that was brilliant and, very good. And the guy from, you know, Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe. He's really coming into his own, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not falling to the typecast at all.
No.
Because he's done that and he's done Horns now.
Horns is good.
Horns was very good. We really like that. If you get a chance to see that, that's not gory.
Yeah.
No, it's really, it's more of a mystery, actually.
Yeah.
And that one's really good and he's really good in it. So, I agree. Woman in Black's one of my favorites. I gave it really positive reviews on the show previously.
Isn't that a Hammer film or is that a ghost house?
I think it is a Hammer film, actually.
It was quite scary. I had to calm Sandy down after she finished watching it.
Yeah.
I said, don't worry, she's just a silly ghost.
Yeah.
Yes.
What you should do is watch Ghostbusters after.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
No, yeah. Ghostbusters is great.
Brilliant. I love that. I love
yeah.
that. And, you know, a horror film that's got a bit of humour, i.e. Shaun the Dead.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes. Brilliant.
You know, we all love that in the UK.
Yes.
You know, so... Fantastic.
Yes.
Sorry.
And I, what else do I like? I mean, when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you first get to watch videos when you're young and everything, obviously the first thing I did when we got a video recorder was hire out all the classic, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street,
right.
you know, Pinhead, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, well, that's what you've got to do, because I was like a teenager and yeah. I thought, well, I better do that. And then thought...
Watched all of them.
Yeah, you had mates over and watch all the horror films, you know.
Yeah.
Standard, wasn't it? You yeah. know.
We used to go to Blockbuster and just rent movies.
Yeah.
That's it really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I lived when with my parents, they used to have a little van that came around once a week, the video man. And we used to rent them out of there, really. So
really?
Wow.
Brought to your door.
I never wow. knew that anything like that. It's kind of creepy, actually.
It's like video a... Man.
Yeah,
video man.
The pedo yeah. video man.
Sounds like a name of a new horror movie.
Yeah, yeah. The video man. It's like Videodrome.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I never heard of that, you know, somebody would... I mean, there was the Polar Cup Man, the Ice Cream Man, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you get your Mr. Whippy, and yeah. then round the back, you get your videos. Yeah.
We had a mobile library as well.
Yeah, mobile library.
Yeah, well, we had bookmobiles. We had that here,
yeah.
but we never had video mobiles.
Hmm.
The video
we
man.
We had the drive-in, the cinema, and the fucking video store. And the video store... was amazing.
Yes, was old school Mecca, because you'd go in and it was all the fucking boxes all lined up and you're going, oh, and then there's a separate room for the horror and you can't go in there by yourself.
Or the porn room.
You have to have your dad and your mom with you. You know, you can't go in there by yourself.
It was cool.
So, yeah.
It was really neat. And, you know, you'd see all these newer ones and older ones and you'd look at the box and you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, this looks good. This looks like shit. Of course, you don't really know until you actually watch it. But a
and
lot
most of the time it was so bad it was good anyway. You were like,
yeah,
oh, it sucks, but it's so great.
Then VHS was still out really big and Walmart started selling horror movies.
Yeah.
So I got Evil Dead 2. It was one of the first movies I ever picked up. Of course, Friday the 13th, many of them, 7.
Speaking of Evil Dead 2.
Yes.
We have a responsibility.
We do.
Yes.
We do.
Since you brought it up.
Since I brought it up, yeah. Which I wish I still had it on VHS. I got to pull it up. The Palm Beach County Morbid Movies Grindhouse. Or is it the Palm Beach County Grindhouse Morbid Movies? They're going to be doing Evil Dead 2.
On the 19th
of June for $10. We are going to be there doing a podcast. Not necessarily this show as it is. I think we're just going to talk about Army of Darkness, Evil Dead, and Bruce Campbell.
Yeah,
and you know, grab some people from the line if they want to come hang out. That's
groovy.
Cool.
Have you ever seen
Evil Dead?
Evil Dead, or
I think I did see the first one while I was watching all the horror films when I was a teenager.
Cheesy, campy.
Yeah, no, I think I've definitely seen it.
It's great, great film.
Yes,
and then the sequel I love even more.
Yeah,
which in a way was kind of like its own reboot, and it's okay as long as the people that made the films rebooted. I don't care. That's okay, but they kind of. Got rid of the extra characters and kind of restarted from a certain way. Same thing with Army of Darkness. But it's great. So if you are a huge Evil Dead fan like I am, you will definitely want to go. It's at the Cinemas of Lake Worth, right off the Turnpike, because the Battle Royale was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll keep showing awesome cult movies as long as people keep going.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
I don't want to hear any bitching and moaning from people about, oh, I wish they could do this and I wish we could do that. But then you don't fucking do anything to help make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, I love this, so we're going to go. We couldn't make Battle Royale, but we can make this one. Plus, we're doing the podcast.
Yes.
And I know the movie front and back. And, you know, it's going to be awesome. So come on out.
And we're going to see Jaws.
On Sunday. And Saturday, if you happen to like conventions, loosely based. Come up to the Treasure Coast Comic Con on Saturday. I'll be walking around, probably doing interviews or some shit. I don't know yet. It's this one's on the fence. And all we know about Spooky so far is Neve Campbell.
Yes.
And that's all we can say on that for right now, because that's the only thing we know.
Yes.
And we'll be there regardless, hanging out. So, anyway, back to England.
Yeah.
Hello!
Hello!
Dave, what do you got? I have nothing.
So,
e-cigarettes.
Have you seen Jaws?
Oh, yeah, I love Jaws. And when it came out, we didn't have a video recorder when it first came out. And when it came out on VHS video, the little pub around the corner from where I live with my mum and dad, Little Stoke Social Club, used to have a video night on a Thursday.
Nice.
And we used to go around in the hall where they normally used to have the entertainment. They used to have a big screen up and they'd play a video. So I watched Jaws the first time with my mum and dad and like jumped out of my skin and thought it was amazing. Yeah. So I still think it's an amazing film. So
yes.
Yeah, summer first summer blockbuster.
It's Justin's favorite
the
two.
Favorite movie.
Yeah.
Real quick about Jaws, it is going to be in theaters for 2 days, all over the country. We got a theater right by our house. We talked about it last week.
It's but in AMC theaters.
Did you see that shit that Lynn Hansen wrote about? She was something about in Winter Haven, they're having some kind of pool party and Jaws was on the fucking side of the building screen.
No.
So as you're in the pool, you're watching Jaws.
Nope. Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I would love that.
No.
No. See, Nicole has. There's a picture of a great white shark in a swimming pool, and it says my childhood irrational fear because it can never happen. And she's like, "Yeah, no, that's it."
I'm not the only one.
No, you're not the only one.
My darling Lane.
Yes.
From Texas.
But
same thing. Terrified that Jaws would be in either the bathtub, the toilet. Or a pool.
You know, Ghost Shark, all three have.
Completely irrational.
Yes, it is completely irrational. I'm aware of that.
But that's not the point.
But.
You just reminded me of another thing. You know, Emma. My friend Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hey, back in the UK. When Emma, she saw Nightmare on Elm Street before I did.
Mm-hmm.
In her
mum and bathroom scene?
Well, no, the bed where the hand, you know,
when he got sucked in,
she couldn't go to bed on her own because she thought that Freddy Krueger might drag her into the bed.
Oh wow.
And
so she was very deeply affected by the movie. Emma, I love you.
Yes. Yes.
We met Freddy Krueger. Nice guy.
The actual actor.
Robert England.
Robert England.
No, he's just named Robert England.
His name is England. Yeah.
He's a Californian surfer guy. But
he's
such a nice dude. He is definitely a dude.
Yes.
But he is one of the nicest guys we've ever met. It was a quick second because people were like on his ass. But you could just hear him talk and it's like, great.
Yeah.
So he was one of the rare.
He's funny because he's very soft-spoken.
Oh,
and he has a lot of stories to tell. He's always got stories to tell. Story. And
good
apparently
guy.
He was always very entertaining on set and stuff because he's just always telling stories and stuff. So we met him really quickly, but he was really, really very gracious guy. So, yeah.
So let's play tunes. We got one for sure. What is it now?
It's Ghost Town by The Specials.
There we go.
It's the beginning of Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. And then we'll come back and talk more about Shaun of the Dead and Andrew Lincoln. Andy.
My mate Andrew.
Carl.
Yes.
After all, because you all know him because he's from England. Everybody in England knows each other.
Everybody, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because,
so we'll have to talk about your buddy.
About in a minute, yeah.
We'll talk about your pal, Andy Lincoln. Yeah.
We'll be back. Underground Horror Radio.
Everyone's falling, falling for her, and so there will be Sorry, my darling, it's nothing personal. I just have this thing for murder, murder. Got a thing for murder.
Back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
And also on Florida Geek Scene as well.
Yes. And on Podbean.
Yes.
Yes.
And Underground Horror Radio. Yes. Blogspot.com. It's all connected. I gotta work.
Yeah,
some.
you'll find us on Facebook. Just go look.
Go look.
Yeah, so, and hello to all of our wonderful friends in England listening, Dave and Hannah and Emma and Claire and
everyone.
Dave,
you can
Dave.
Talk into
Dave.
It.
Dave.
Oh, who else?
Craig.
I don't want to forget anybody.
Well, you got to talk into
Angie
it.
And
Angie,
yeah.
Jim.
Dawn and Jim upstairs. Dawn and Jim upstairs taking care of the cats. Yes, we appreciate you.
Ferguson.
No, not Ferguson. You
wouldn't want to listen to it. No.
Johnny from 13 Shots. Yeah. The whole undead.
The,
Venus DeVilo.
Who's American? Who knows everyone?
No, fuck that girl.
A bloke in the guitar shop who's been to England and knows everyone
says,
in Manchester.
Yeah, and because we know everyone, including Andy Lincoln from The Walking Dead, yes.
Can I just say a weird thing this week while we've been here?
Yes.
Every shop we've gone into, they've gone, oh, you're English. And then they go, oh, yeah, have you been
I
there?
I like your American accent
thanks,
there.
Thanks for that. And then it's like, and they go, oh, I've been to Manchester. Do you know so-and-so? And for some reason, everyone's been to Manchester, but nowhere else. I don't understand. So anyway, I have been
to
Manchester.
Russian girl went to Bristol.
She'd been to Bristol. The Russian girl that was American. Yeah,
there you go.
She went to Bristol. So, yeah, anyway.
She doesn't understand. They don't understand how wonderful Bristol is.
It is
so
wonderful.
They
I hear it's wonderful.
There.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to go there.
Yes.
It's good. And actually, speaking of Bristol.
Yeah?
You know. I could talk about our young friend, not so young now.
Yeah, Andy Lincoln.
Mr. Andrew Lincoln. So I'm sitting in this room with a lovely poster of The Walking Dead and Andrew Lincoln stood atop a something. A bus with a gun looking very,
Rick Grimes.
Hot.
Yeah.
Rick Grimes.
And it's funny for us because obviously Andrew Lincoln started his career in England because he is English. And in various TV programs, which were in fact filmed in Bristol, where I live. So
yes,
the first thing that he was in was actually not in Bristol. Was a program called This Life, which was a program about a bunch of solicitors, student solicitors who were or lawyers, as you call it here, mm-hmm. who were sharing a house in London, and all the shenanigans they got up to. And another couple of famous people that came out of it was Jack Davenport was actually in that. He went on then to become famous as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he then was in something called Teachers, which was filmed in Bristol, where he played a young teacher in a senior school. And then went on to do something called Afterlife, which was also filmed in Bristol, but not just Bristol, but actually right in the streets where we live.
Nice.
And that was a program about a woman who was a medium who had moved to Bristol to get away from being a medium elsewhere because people were hassling her, but she ended up getting back into it again. and Andrew Lincoln. His background was he was a student. He was a lecturer in university,
mm-hmm.
and he was studying how kind of whether it was a believable thing, the medium, or whether it was all just some big con. And he, as it transpired, had a son, a young boy who was killed in tragic circumstances, and he blamed himself for it. And I won't go into it because it might be a spoiler if you've never seen it, but
yeah, no.
You know, it was.
Won't tell us what happens. Is there a twist in it?
Well, there is a twist, but then if anyone wants to watch it, there's
yeah,
never
no,
seen
let's
it.
Not give the twist.
So I won't do that. No,
no.
Shut up. So anyway, the point is that Andrew Lincoln is huge in Walking Dead, and I just feel quite proud. That
well, he was also in Love Actually.
And he was obviously, yeah, the main star of Love Actually, yeah, so...
Yeah, Bill Nighy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So
well, they're all English, right, in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
You must know Bill Nighy, too. Yeah.
I know them all. They all live in my house.
They all live in your house with Davy Jones.
Yeah, with Davy Jones.
It goes to Davy Jones.
Hang on a minute. Davy Jones lives in your house.
Oh, yeah. So, quick backstory to why we say that is we were on Not For Air the other day doing the British Invasion as well. And we were talking about, I mentioned something about the Beatles, and I said I like the Monkees better. And we were talking about Davy Jones, and Nicole happened to say that he had passed, which he had a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she said it, you know, because he did live here in Florida, I think in Jupiter Island. And Sandy's like, in this house? And Nicole's like, no! Yeah. So it's the way Nicole said it. Sandy thought that the Davy Jones died in our house.
Yeah, I was wondering where the memorial thing was on the side of the house. It said Davy Jones once
locker.
Lived here. Yeah,
it would have to be Davy Jones locker. Yeah. Just because it's so fucking yeah. But you guys are enjoying your trip.
Oh yeah, we love it here. Every day we've had a really lovely time. It's brilliant. Everyone's friendly and, you know.
Guanabanas was nice.
Guanabanas was fantastic. It was like I thought I was in the film Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It was like that. It was very tropical.
Until I
and
spilling food all over you.
Until Liam started chucking guacamole down my dress.
He was drinking a snake bite.
Yeah. And by the way,
it's like black and blue.
Yeah.
Snake bite is not snake bite. Snake bite here is not snake bite in the UK. Because snake bite in the UK is half lager, half cider, which is banned in quite a lot
with
of establishments. Well, I just use half cider and half lager. But anyway, explain what snake bite is here.
It's a Guinness and cider. Yeah. Yeah.
So, a bit different. Yeah.
But you guys enjoyed it, I'm glad. No, it's been a fun trip. Nicole, what do you think?
I think it's been wonderful. I'm glad that they've come and...
Because we did mention you guys a lot on here,
leading
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you guys listened a lot. We appreciate it, of course, and we love it.
Well, Sandy always has fascinating stories, and she has some stories about her auntie and American Werewolf in London. So that would be fascinating. So go on with that.
Oh, okay. Well, my auntie, Daphne, who sadly is no longer with us, she died about 10 years ago, actually, but she used to work for a record company in London called Polygram. And I used to get loads of free records and picture discs and all kinds of stuff, you know, autographs. But anyway, she was also involved in films and things like that.
Nice.
And she was involved in the promotion of American Werewolf in London when it first came out.
Yeah.
And the transformation scene was, at the time, probably one of the... I think it was the first of its kind.
It's still one of the best ones.
Yeah. And so it was her job to promote the film and show people the transformation scene.
Nice.
So that's my little connection with that film. So
good film.
Yeah. So, and I it's a really good film. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, all since we've been here, it's been like Shaun of the Dead, quote-tastic.
Oh, yeah. So, that and Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, and Hot Fuzz. It's all Yarp and Abercornetto and, you know, so. Yeah. And, but yeah, so we definitely love the trilogy, I suppose we should call it.
Cornetto
trilogy.
Trilogy,
Do you want anything from the shop? Cornetto.
Yeah. So, and I do love those films, you know. So, yeah.
Speaking of American Werewolf, though, now Rick Baker did the whole special effects for that, and he just retired.
Yeah.
From doing makeup. Effects and movies because the world we live in now is everything's fucking CGI.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's sad because I'm not. No. Don't get me wrong. Doing shit on the computer, as I would know, it's not fucking easy at all. It's a pain in the ass. It's a lot of stuff to it. Editing a movie is hard. editing, you know, CGI, I'm sure is not easy either. But there was something special about doing practical effects. Like, you know, we met the cast of Face Off a couple of years ago. Well, V and Glenn, who loved the robot suit, by the way, which is really a compliment considering this guy makes, you know, he did a lot of effects on Buffy. Buffy's a great show. And he liked my cardboard light-up robot suit, so yay! And it's just sad to me that, you know, he's like, well, we're done doing special effects because there's no work left, really, and it's, you know, it's mostly CGI, with the exception of Mad Max, which actually was a lot of not CGI, but they still had CGI in it, so it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, because we grew up in the age of Blockbuster and practical effects. Yeah. Star Wars, the original Star Wars. Yeah. That was all practical effects, because that's all you had.
Yeah, there wasn't anything else, was there?
And it kind of makes, you know, Jurassic Park, because now Jurassic World's coming out. I guarantee you that's all CGI. Mm. It looks good. Don't get me wrong. It really looks good. But that T-Rex and those raptors in the first movie, when they built that stuff, looked Jaws.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, as a Jaws fan, no CGI shark I have ever seen looks more real than that fake shark did. Because it may have been fake, but it looked better than the CGI sharks they got now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And werewolves, too. You really can't do two good CGI werewolves. Mm-hmm. This doesn't work as well as practical effects. So anyway, I thought that was sad that he was done because, you know, Rick Baker, he did a lot of good work.
Yeah. Well, and it might be that not just that there's not the kind of work available that he excels at or he wants to do.
He's got a shop, I'm sure.
Maybe he is having issues that he can't do that kind of thing anymore.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, he's getting older, and you know, it could be his hands.
He's been around a long time, so.
Yeah, you got to have a certain craftsmanship. You know, Liam's an artist, so you know he understands that a certain way of you brush and, you know, do your kind of thing. You got to have
sometimes it's what you don't put in, you know.
Yeah.
So like, for instance, with the shark, you're seeing the shark. You don't see the whole shark. You just see the shark's head pop up all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose with CGI, you're watching it swimming around. Oh, yeah, well, you know what a shark looks like.
Yeah.
In real life, you would just see jump at you.
A flash.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. If it hits you quick enough, them fuckers are mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I know what you're saying, yeah. So
that's probably why it was more effective.
Mm. Yeah, and it's just was like the whole way. It wasn't just that it was the shark was there, because you really didn't see it to the end of the movie, like that last hour, you know. And
it's
was build great up. Build up.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
that's what I like. I don't like that's what I'm saying. I don't like gore. What I like is you know some an atmosphere that drags you in, and you know you're hanging on the edge of your seat, and it's you have to use your imagination, you know, rather than be completely shocked by a load of blood and guts. I'd rather my mind got me, you know, scared, not my eyes, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh man! All right, so we're gonna play more tunes, probably some twofers from Venus and some other, you know, maybe a Cadaver Club, and then we're gonna come back and talk about the Cornetto.
Yeah.
Shaun of the
Yarp.
Dead.
Yarp.
Yarp. Mr. Skinner.
Greetings and good evening. This is Venus DeVito, all the way from Ireland, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio. There is no escape.
Here. pumpkin heads I'm searching for. My heart instead. I first born a gift of God's dimension. And this evening, if I could be dead, bloody and alone, my ghost rose to roam from hell with a vengeance eyes. The heart just crushed me right.
Searching for my heart instead.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, sweetness.
And we are still here with our lovely guests.
No, they left.
Sandra.
They said, fuck this place. We're out.
Sandra.
Pardon? Hello.
Hello.
I'm still here.
Yeah, she's still here.
Twat.
You twat. I think the problem is this time they're quite sober. And
yeah, sobriety is just
not.
Yeah.
It's just not as intriguing for them as as sober.
They're like,
yeah,
we've already done this radio shit. Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
I think Sandy's sober. I'm not so sure about Liam.
I've had two. What did I drink?
Two drinks.
And now he's had like four cups of tea and and a Malta and
We're gonna do some car bombs.
Yeah, but we've decided to hold off on the car bombs till the pub.
Anyone listening in England, you need to actually explain car bombs because there's a whole host of Irish people that could get deeply offended by
that.
What happened wasn't because we chose better, because goddammit, I was not going to choose better. What happened was they didn't have the shot glasses we needed, or else that would have fucking happened right then and there.
Yeah, but explain what car bomb is.
I am. I'm just clearing the air. Yeah. All right, so a car bomb, an Irish car bomb. And,
oh, God.
You know, Venus. I don't think you know what it is either. Or the rest of the Cadaver Club, sorry.
All right, it's the name of a drink, people. It's everyone, just be calm.
It's the name of a drink.
We're going to get arrested at the bloody airport.
Don't be silly.
And what it is you have a half a pint of Guinness, okay? And you take a shot glass and you fill it with half a Jameson, Irish whiskey, you know that, and Bailey's Irish cream. And what you do is you count to three, and you drop said shot glass into pint of beer, and you chug that some bitch real quick, or else it'll curdle. And then what it does is it opens up the membranes in your brain and then fucks you up.
Okay.
And it's good.
And it's good.
And it's good, yeah, yeah.
It's all right, Liam. Our medical insurance lasts until next Wednesday.
Wow.
You guys can make good like side reporters, like, you know, on the sidelines of something, like maybe a sporting event. Well, Liam, there's some shit happening over there. And you're like, and Liam will go, yeah, there it is over there. Yeah. Yarp.
Yarp. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So that brings us to
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Which is a good movie.
Is a film of one of the trilogy that we. Well, I suppose it's the trilogy, but then there is Paul as well. Could you count Paul?
Paul
in?
Isn't part of it then because it wasn't directed by Edgar Wright.
No.
World's End.
Love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so yeah, it's it's World's End is the third.
Yeah.
Yeah. And World's End is technically.
Well, it mixes drink with
it's also
horror,
a horror. It's a horror.
A horror film, yeah, yeah, because they're filled with blue
stuff.
Well,
that's like a sci-fi alien movie.
Yeah.
With robots.
You can fuck right off where you came from. That's what they tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Shaun of the Dead was the first one, and that's probably the first time America really got to see Simon Pegg.
Yes.
Because he was in Spaced.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which was before that. Nick Frost, too. Nobody knew.
Yeah, that's where they started, yeah. And Jessica Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which one?
Shaun!
She
was his friend.
She's friend.
Oh, the one that ran. Oh,
used to date.
And Martin Freeman's in it.
And Martin Freeman's in
He's
it.
He's in it for
know?
A second, yeah.
Yeah.
So. And Matt Lucas.
Yeah. What makes them all the trilogy?
From Black Books.
Oh, yeah. And then there's this program that we love called Black Books. And for the life of me, what the bloody hell's his name?
Dylan Moran.
He's an Irish stand-up comedian, but also an actor who's...
David.
Yeah.
He plays David.
Yeah. He's
the one that's a twat. Yeah.
He's a twat, yes.
Yeah.
Well, who played the actress?
Lucy.
She Taylor. Was in the original Office. The Office.
Oh, okay. The English
Lucy Taylor.
That's where I recognize her from.
Yeah.
Yes. And she was also, wasn't she in that female comedy show that was all.
You're not thinking of Smack the Pony, are you?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't in
she
that.
She wasn't in that?
No. But she has been in other things since. But the other thing that Ricky Gervais did. You know, we did a series, and like David Bowie was in one.
Derek.
Extras, yeah.
Extras, yeah. Yes. So she's also in Extras that Ricky Gervais, right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what's cool about those movies is they have, like, you know, little cameos by everybody else. And, you know, you got Bill Nighy in all three.
Yeah.
He's, you know, and Bill Nighy before that would have really popped up because of Underworld.
Yeah.
All right. Here in America. Mm-hmm. Underworld and Pirates of the Caribbean. Which you don't even really know it's him, other than his voice and the way he acts, you know. And he does such a great job. But Shaun of the Dead was good. The mother, of course, was Doctor Who, which is a big thing
Prime
over
Minister.
Here.
Prime Minister. She was Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah.
Patricia Wilson, is that her name? Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, that's how a lot of people know about it in England. Mm-hmm. So it's mostly, over here, Doctor Who blew the fuck up huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's huge over here. Mm-hmm. People love
but
the...
But not until Tennant.
Not until he took
Eccleston
over.
Eccleston was okay.
Yeah. It was huge over there, I remember, when it started.
Again, it started back up.
It wasn't until Tenet, really, that they really started to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but you got Martin Freeman, who's the Hobbit, Hitchhikers, but the Hobbit and Sherlock. And then
Love Actually. And
yeah.
Most of them were in Love Actually
as
well.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just it's a funny little trilogy, but I loved Shaun of the Dead because they're big Romero fans, which is from us over here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the it's a good way to look at it and go, okay, so this is kind of how England is, minus the zombies. But, you know, she's like...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, no, Nicole was...
The chavs.
The chavs.
Yeah.
Nicole was explaining to me the whole the first day before everything outbreak, nobody's paying attention to anything. He's just kind of, you know,
just
slacking.
Trudging through life.
Yeah.
He's just trudging through life.
Go to the shop.
Doesn't really realize what's happening.
Hey,
Goes to the shop, goes to work. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, it's all gone to shit.
Yeah.
But he doesn't notice it because he's still...
He doesn't notice. He's still just trudging to the shop.
Yeah. And,
you know, doesn't have enough money for the fucking
shop.
And then, you know, tells the guy to drop dead and stuff. And then goes into the house and has no idea. And then it's on the news.
Yeah.
And then it's on the news. And it's like...
He's like flipping through the channels.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you know, but it's a cool little way of looking at it because the shop's neat. I like that. You know, was he working a television electronics store?
Yeah,
it's like a Radio Shack, right?
Yeah,
which is different than what we have here, and it's kind of a cool cultural. you know, the garden, all the fences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jumping the fences. Well, the Hot Fuzzy is all athletic and stuff.
Well, and they did it with,
World's End.
They did it on Shaun of the Dead as well.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Shaun of the Dead, yeah.
They jump in hedges in World's End.
Yeah, they jumped hedges in World's End, and they jumped fences in...
Shaun of the Dead and
Hot Fuzz, but in Shaun of the Dead, because he goes up that child's thing.
And he bounces off the trampoline with the cricket bat. Off the
Yeah.
But, there, you know, it was, are it was there any over there? Memory.
Yes. How many? Lots. Yes.
Yes. And then the Winchesters. There are bullets in that thing. Of course there's bullets in that thing. It's a gun. Yeah. I think it's for show. No.
I fucking told you. John's connected.
Yeah. I think my favorite scene in that film is when they decide to get their record collection out as weapons.
Yes.
Yeah. And are going through the record collection deciding which records they could use and not use.
Yeah.
That's the first album I ever bought.
I like the Stone whole Roses. Electro. Yeah.
I like it.
So doing
turn
that,
down the fucking hip hop. It's not hip hop. It's electro. Yeah. Prick. It's four in the fucking morning. Yeah. That guy
it's
was
Saturday.
Good too.
No, it's not. It's fucking Sunday, and I have to go to fucking work because every other fucker in my fucking department is fucking ill. Yeah. Now, can you see why I'm so fucking angry? Yeah.
What I like about you guys is you guys have like a very dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very cut and dry, but it's funny. Mm. You know, here we're a little wee.
Sometimes we do a lot of wind-ups and nobody knows that we're actually winding them up.
Yeah.
You do that to me and I fall for it as well, usually.
Yeah, so I sort of humour to yourself rather than to everybody else.
Yeah.
Sort your fucking life out.
Yeah, and I think as well, we laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
Okay? We like to laugh at ourselves.
Which is good.
You know.
Yeah. It's important.
You know.
My favourite line, my two favourite lines from the film are, and the front door is open again! And I love, are there zombies out there? Don't say that word. What word? The Z word. Why? Because it's ridiculous. Are there any out there, though?
I mean, it is. It's how the English would handle a zombie invasion.
Yes.
Completely.
Yes.
You know?
We've already got a zombie invasion.
They're already apologetic about it. Yeah. You know, and it's not even them. Yeah. Sorry. I'm banging you on the head. Bash. Yeah. Sorry. I'm killing you. Sorry. Yeah.
Go to the Winchester. I don't want to go to the fucking Winchester.
Yeah.
But that's the pub life, huh? Just kind of hanging out and peanuts.
Pub,
and,
have a drink, have a chat, you know.
They have food there.
Except for the smoking bit. There's no smoking indoors now.
Yeah, you've got to smoke outside.
Yeah.
So Dave would have to take his e-cigarette outside as well.
He doesn't even like e-cigarettes, though. Oh, he's like, I don't like...
Well, they did make it 12 years ago, so...
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I think it was still around.
You were still allowed to smoke in pubs then.
Yeah.
So. But we took you over here to Duffy's.
Yeah.
Big old bar.
Oh, that was good. And I met someone from England, who might have known my sister. So that was nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were sitting there and it was 2-for-1 and she went, "Do you want them both in one glass?" I said, "Thank you very much. That'd be lovely." So, you know, that was nice. A couple of gins. And then this lady started going, "Hello, England," from the other side of the bar. And I was like, "What?" And then she came over and she was lovely. And yeah, we're all hooked up on Facebook and everything now. So that'd be nice. You know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Made another friend in Florida, you know, so that's good.
Very good. Well, no, we're glad you guys got to come over, and we're glad you guys listen to the show and hang out, and we got to do all these fun things, and it's not over yet. By the way, while this is airing, I'm off doing my birthday shit. So I'm off.
Yeah, there will be a night of drunken debauchery.
Oh, I'm going to get fucked up.
10 pints is a traditional English thing to do.
Yes. 10 pints?
10 pints?
10 different pubs.
10 pints. Oh, 10 different pubs.
Well, we can't do that, so we just might have to do 10 pints of 10 different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, don't matter to me.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
10 car bombs? I don't know.
Oh, no, holy shit. He can't do 10 car bombs. Whoa, listen, whoa.
He'd maybe do 3.
No, I would like to take
you live
to England.
Yes, I'd like my husband to live to his actual birthday, which is Monday.
You might upgrade us if I'm in a stretcher.
Liam, don't even.
That's not funny.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, boy.
It's not funny.
This is our honeymoon.
I think this is it. I think we're good.
Yeah,
we're done.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're done. We're going to play
some
more
tunes and we're out.
Well, one more tune, yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you guys again for coming on to the American radio show here.
Yes.
Underground Horror Radio.
It's been
radio.
An absolute honor.
Yes. And we will do it again.
Oh, yes.
We're coming back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we have to go over there and do podcasts and radio.
Yeah. You know, live from my backyard or factory or something.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We can do it. We have the technology.
We have the technology. We can rebuild her.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, $5,000 yes. man. Yeah.
Ooh. And before we go, we're going to see a film in America on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to go and see
San Andreas.
When me and Liam call disaster movies between ourselves. Oh fuck, we're fucked again. So we're going to go and see an Oh Fuck, We're Fucked Again film. So
there we go.
Yay.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
All right. And that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, read
bye,
a book.
Bye. Bye.
Listening to Podunk Radio.